So welcome to Peter Donegan's Garden Podcast for Thursday the 13th of May, coming to you live from my glasshouse in Ballybottle, North County Dublin. What is on the go for this weekend and what have I done recently? First up on the list, strawberries. Yep, I went out the weekend, last weekend that is, I bought 3 strawberry plants. Got a large pot and just replanted them into that. I have it dropped outside the back door and it will be watered. Reason being, yep, it will be watered with the old dishwater from the sink. Be careful not to be using chemicals and that kind of stuff in it. Reason being, I want to keep an eye on the whitefly. I had a huge problem with it last year. Destroyed everything in the glasshouse, absolutely, I have to say. And I don't like using chemicals on food crops, so hence my reason. So I'm just changing the position around and hopefully it'll work out a little bit better this season. Coriander, yeah, I sold mine February the 4th. Will be up on the blog, or should be up on the blog, I think, next week. Lovely plant, can't go wrong. Again, a couple of old coffee mugs that you have, maybe with the handles broken off. Tip them up with compost, water them first, scatter about 3-4 seeds on top, and just leave it. That's all you got to do. Just keep it watered, it's fine. It's one of the easiest things you'll ever do. Potatoes, I had some seed potatoes left over from the Grow Your Own Garden group. I've got a pot about the size of half the size of a wheelie bin, filled to the brim with compost again, and just push the seed potatoes. They're only about the size of a small golf ball. Push them about twice the depth of the seed, just below the surface, and again, keep it watered. They're potatoes. This is Ireland. You can't go wrong. My rhubarb, yeah, bumper crop this season. So I'm going to crop my rhubarb this weekend. It's absolutely flying it. Rip the stems off. Sounds that simple. It is that simple. Take the leaves off. Give it a good wash. Bag it up and stick it in the freezer. Can't go wrong. Sorrel. At Ellie Babe's husband, George, he sent me a wee little link on making sorrel soup. So I'm going to try that this weekend. Had chicken yesterday. I've got tons of sorrel. Again, I think it's the temperatures above 14 degrees Celsius and the lashings of rain. I just got too much of it. So I'm going to see how that one goes. Fingers crossed, George. Garden work next week. I think I'm in Skerries next week. Nice part of town. Different little bit of a front garden, but something a little bit interesting, actually. Looking forward to that. Should be good fun. Nice clients always make life easy as well. My red dead tree. There's a different story for you. Go search it on the blog. I think I went up there last week. Friends of mine, Mike and Linda. Yeah, I need to move on. But it was a sad one. But it's a happy one for them, but a sad one for me. Go check it out. Lettuce. Yeah, if you've got an old pot, and I mean an old cooking pot, any type of pot, fill it to the brim with compost. Get a packet of lettuce seeds. Cost you about £3. Take about, you know, a teaspoonful, soup spoonful, and scatter some across the top. You really can't go wrong. Just keep it watered. Water first before you put the seeds on, you'll end up washing them away. Parsley, same thing, except, you know, they're really cool if you sold them in old mugs. Mug, yeah, an old coffee mug with the handle broke off. Fill it to the tip of compost. Yep, scatter your few seeds on top. Keep it watered again. Drop it on your kitchen window ledge. You can't go wrong. Or outside, works well, either or. Couple of people to give notoriety to. First up, a question from Dermot Carmody. Dermot, as regards environmentally slug control, easiest thing you can do is take a can of beer, a half can of beer or a cup of beer, put it beside the prized crop that you want to protect, leave it in the middle of the garden, leave it overnight, and I guarantee you'll wake up the next morning and you'll find slugs in it. You may also find Mr. Morgan Jones near it, but yeah, I'll leave that one with you for the moment. Grumble Mouse, you were asking about alliums. That's at Grumble Mouse on Twitter. Alliums, large family, Allium rosenbachanum, one of the greatest bulbs I've ever planted in my life. Also, in the allium family, you have chives, which we've already discussed. You have wild garlics and onions. Yeah, can't go wrong. I love them. In fact, I love the entire family. Boho. At Boho on Twitter, congratulations on your new farm. Looking forward to having a cup of coffee with you. And also been asked to note that World Environment Day is on the horizon. I haven't got a link on this. If I do get one, I'll throw it up on the blog. Sorry, there's farm trailers pulling up the side of me here as I'm talking, so that's noise in the background. Other than that, pardon me, yep, the Grow Your Own Garden class is taking place. There's another one on. It's £60. It's on Saturday week, which should make it the 15th, 22nd, I think, of May. Takes place, North Dublin, my place. Come out, it's up on the blog. Details are up on the blog at the moment. That's blog.donneganlandscaping.com. Any queries, any tips, advice you want me to mention, give me a bleep, info@donneganlandscaping.com, or hit the website, donneganlandscaping.com, one or the other. Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.